From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Molly Dove. The head of Missouri's Department of Revenue, Joel Walters, is expected to resign today in the middle of tax season. Samuel King reports that the decision comes after Walters changed his story about why thousands of Missouri taxpayers are seeing either lower refunds or higher bills this year.
In the fall, Walters said Missouri had a long-standing error in its tax withholding tables. But last month, he told a special House Oversight Committee that there was no mistake. He ordered the changes in response to the federal tax cuts. The last straw for many lawmakers was a report this week in the Columbia Daily Tribune, which said the agency downplayed the potential impact on taxpayers. Kansas City Democrat Barbara Washington is on the House Budget Committee.
He knew this was a possibility. He knew it as early as September or October, and he refused to do anything about it.
State leaders say the drop in state revenue is directly related to Walters' change. He was a holdover from Negrete's administration. I'm Samuel King.
House Democrats expressed their opposition to the controversial Title IX bill in a press conference yesterday. Representative Dean Dorman is the sponsor of the bill, which would create a process for either party in a Title IX case to appeal a decision if they disagreed with the findings of a college or university. Representative Kip Kendrick has been an open critic of the bill, saying he still sees major errors in it.
All of a sudden, there are 20-plus lobbyists hired in this building to silence victims of sexual assault? My God, what year is this?
Lawmakers will be on spring break next week, but both parties said they would continue debating the bill upon their return. The U.S. Senate voted 59-41 yesterday to reject President Donald Trump's declaration of a national emergency to build a barrier along the U.S.-Mexico border. Senator Roy Blunt of Missouri was among the 12 Republicans who joined Democrats to go against the president on what some are calling a historic vote. Jennifer Moore has this story.
Mr. Blumenthal. Mr. Blunt.
The Republican-led Senate sent a firm message to the White House, with several Republicans saying they could not support the president because they felt he did not have the authority to take such steps. The Constitution gives Congress, not the president, the authority to appropriate funds. However, federal law also says the president can take over some of that responsibility during a national emergency. In a statement, Blunt said he had opposed the Obama administration's attempts to, quote, circumvent Congress's appropriating authority, end quote, and that the same principle should apply regardless of which party occupies the White House. Some senators expressed concern that the funding for the barrier would come from the Pentagon's budget.
Mr. Hawley.
Missouri's other Senator Josh Hawley sided with the president, supporting the emergency declaration to build the barrier. It's the first time Congress has voted to block a presidential emergency since the National Emergency Act became law in 1976. President Trump has indicated he plans to veto the resolution of disapproval. I'm Jennifer Moore.
Motor fuel tax is up for discussion again, only months after voters rejected it. The bill's sponsor, Senator Doug Leibla, declared the bill an emergency act, meaning it would go into effect if passed in this legislative session.
Everybody always says, well, I don't know if citizens are, you know, they all want really good roads. Well, I don't know if they do or not, you know, because they turned down that ballot issue last year, which was convoluted and hard to understand.
Currently, the motor fuel tax is at 17 cents per gallon. It has not been increased since 1996. I'm Molly Dove, KBIA News, Columbia.